Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so we're getting it now.
Okay.
All right, stop. Just stop. All right, let's try that again. So just play the intro.
I won't do it here. Wait, there's bubbles now.
I just plugged this one back in.
Oh! Nah. Oh, our mic's off?
The download that isn't through the live stream.
Exactly. I hear us talking.
What?
You hear this?
Talking on the phone. Yeah.
Wow. This is very embarrassing.
We're having technical difficulties, damn it!
Like, how are you going to get, like,
this is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls. And be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast. Brought to you by metalinjection.net.
That was awful.
We're...
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
We're doing it in Alaska, right? We're in like a half hour time zone difference.
What?
I don't know. What you just said. It's 10:20.
Way to kick off the show with a winning joke.
Yeah. 10:23, excuse me. We're here on the live cast. Thanks for...
Are we here? Are we really here?
I hope we're here. I would assume that we are here. The chances are that we are.
Well, are we really connected? Because I really want to smoke.
I heard Ron Artes recorded a tribute song for the death of our show.
Yes.
Did you hear about that one?
Oh, really? He did?
Yeah. It's like, Livecast, you my nigga!
That's the whole song. I don't know. Let's see. If a Livecast tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound?
Oh, there it is.
Michael,
you my nigga. It's Ron Artest doing the Livecast. Oh. Yeah.
The warrior. No.
This is really Ron Artest's tribute song to Michael.
Ain't no R&B singer really ever makes me cry. Makes me want to meet you.
Stop, ring the bell.
Who's ready?
The only thing better than starting the live cast 23 minutes late is opening it with a rap song.
Yeah, but this transcends music.
Are the one listener who stuck around for the extra 23 minutes is so thrilled that this is how we start.
You know, but I'm sorry. Man. At this point, though, is it just a late cast?
Yeah, really.
The metal injection late cast. I like that.
By the way, Lonnie and Anthony, my friends, are here tonight. Lonnie, say hello.
We have friends.
Billy. Lonnie and Billy. I mean,
I didn't know we were allowed to talk with these.
No, Billy. Say hello, Billy.
Hello. I'm not wearing any underwear.
Billy Fugle's going commando tonight.
Oh, great.
Lonnie?
I'm wearing extra underwear.
Yes, double.
You're wearing his underwear. Yes. In addition to yours.
That is not what I said.
I also don't have a belt on, and I really, pants.
He's very close to being pantless.
Did you say you produce pants? Like you make them?
Loose pants.
Loose pants?
No, wasn't that your nickname in high school?
That was Lose Pants.
Oh.
Also a popular Eminem song.
Wow.
Yeah, high school, yeah.
Did you tell your friends, you know, to be as brutal as you are to me?
Who's being brutal? I was the one that said stuff. They didn't say anything to you.
You said lose pants.
That's just wordplay. That's not specific.
I just said no wonder. That's kind of hot,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So.
All right.
And Lonnie was making jokes at me before the podcast started.
Well, that doesn't count.
Wait, what? Did I miss it?
I don't remember what he said, but
he couldn't have
been. I don't even remember.
Probably just being sensitive.
Yeah, like we said, I think it's Sid's birthday this weekend.
So
we're celebrating, and we want everybody to call in and wish Sid a happy birthday.
Yes.
So give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Anybody who wants to give him a BJ is open to.
Yes, ladies, preferably.
PJs?
Preferably, but not necessarily.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. It's been a dry spell. No one is hooking up, so...
You know something, Sid? That's all you, because
all right.
A few days ago, we went to see John Mulcahy and the...
Mulcahy, yes. John Mulcahy.
He opened up
What's
for John Mulaney.
Yes. Mulaney, John whatever.
But John Mulcahy was good, too.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of that Mulcahy guy.
She went to see John and Katie.
I'm a pothead. I don't have to remember things right except for where I live.
And how to have the live cast start on.
And how to
Oops.
Well,
that's
maybe
not
next
me.
Week.
That was not me.
And how to lose your pants.
Mm.
And your knitting skills.
If someone else would do anything around here, then maybe I could get started on time. But since nobody helps me ever.
What does that mean?
First of all, are we really talking about this on the air?
No, because what I was going to get to was there was a girl that Sid was admiring.
Mm-hmm. But
there's a girl I'm admiring everywhere I go. That's not a special circumstance at all.
She was like one of those girls where if my mom looked at her, she would just be like, it's too bad that she's so fat.
But specifically, what does she look like?
She was a redheaded girl.
She
was very nicely dressed, like a very, like...
She had a big flower in her hair.
She was
and,
a big girl.
And her face was all, like,
titties.
Makeup. titties in proportion. A thick girl, and she wasn't one of those like redheads with like all those polka dots on their face.
Freckles.
Yeah, freckles.
Are you thinking of Raggedy Ann?
Sid, you fucked Raggedy Ann?
If she was available, sure.
Now,
so I'm like Sid. Why don't you just go talk to her?
I don't do that.
Why?
I'm socially awkward.
He lets the ladies come to him.
That's true.
You know, two guys on the line started conversations with him, and he talked to them. But
two
he couldn't
guys.
Go up to that. The
He's
guy
not
that,
afraid of rejection from men.
That
though.
Bum that was sitting
yeah,
in front of
else?
Us, and then the guy behind us that
asked
him.
That wasn't a bum. Was
he
was
sort of like a bum.
I don't know.
He probably wasn't. And who else?
And the guy behind us that asked you if it was sold out, and you're like, no, it's not sold out. You
oh, but
go that,
I didn't want them. I was disgusted by both of them, and I tried to end the conversation as quickly as possible.
I know, but I'm saying if you could speak to those guys, why couldn't you just go talk to that?
Because I didn't start
ladies,
the conversation.
Ladies, if you're listening right now, Sid wants to talk to you. Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Or any male listeners who are funny and can do a high-pitched voice for comedy.
It's definitely way easier for Sid to talk to people he's disgusted.
Yeah,
that's apparent.
There's way more of those.
So Sid, like, do you prefer like chubby girls, or do you think that you are not, like, do you have a low self esteem and you think
he
only chubby
girls?
He prefers girls
who are like intoxicated beyond belief.
Well, no, I like both.
But
I don't have one preference over the other. The
okay.
Tiebreaker is personality. Looks wise, I'm pretty open.
Do you like skinny broads too?
Yeah.
All right, I never knew. I just always hear.
Well, most of chick ladies, no, Sid's ladies.
Wait, what?
Most of Sid's ladies are a bit on the hefty side.
Yeah,
the ones that I've seen.
They're already selling him short.
Hannah wasn't always.
No, she used to be thin.
Is
that the one I met?
You back in like a year ago? Yeah.
Yeah, but she has a pretty face though.
Yeah. She's
not looking at that.
She has a pretty vagina.
Yeah. She let me do anal all the time.
Just don't let them discourage you. Sid's hot.
Thank you.
If I was gay, I'd do them.
Thank you.
So ladies,
you're,
call
wait
up.
A minute,
but
Billy,
you're
not gay?
No.
What if you were a woman?
I do them too.
Okay, cool.
So ladies, call up.
That's more important.
Sid Nasser. We call him Gaps.
If you were gay, he wouldn't talk to you.
He
would talk to
you
and try to end the conversation as fast as possible.
What do you mean? Sid would talk to him, he'd be disgusted by him.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
you're right.
No, I'm not homophobic.
I'm trying to gauge if I was gay, then I would just be so hot that I'd do him.
Right.
So all the ladies out there, they need to get on the phone. CityCast.
Right.
646-929-1357.
Happy birthday to me.
Our goal with this episode of the livecast is to get Sid laid.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yes.
Cyber sex. Or phone sex, radio sex.
Are we signed on to the AIM account?
Okay. We are signed on to the AIM account.
So if anyone wants to...
Ken Faria wishes you a happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much, whoever you are. You should join my anti-Semitic Facebook group.
Sid, how old are you today?
I am 30. Well, today I'm 29.
Oh, that's right.
Sunday I will be 30.
Come on, do some theater here. Today's your birthday.
I don't want to mislead, because people can go on Facebook and see my real birthday.
But I thought you didn't want people finding you on Facebook. Everybody finds
you
on
Facebook.
No, I
didn't say I didn't want them.
How hot, if you just look at the anti-Cynic group, he's in.
Yeah, nobody sent me any ads. I see a lot of them are friends with Noah and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're more likable than you.
Maybe
and friendlier.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's weird true. That such a cynic started an anti-Cynic group.
I know, right?
Have you brought that up?
Well, he's upset that they stole what he is for a name. That's
and used it for such shitty purposes.
Enough.
It's pretty shitty.
I hear they use jazz theory a lot.
Yeah.
They do.
Have a theory
I
on
think.
That.
They do, definitely.
That joke doesn't even work, because it's true.
Their next album is called Ambien. Because it puts you to sleep.
Okay.
It knocks you right out.
Oh, good.
True. A little product placement on the show.
So one thing I wanted to talk about tonight is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yes.
Has a 17-year-old son. Who is the singer of a black metal band?
And is really hot. I would totally do her.
Nicolas Cage or the son?
Son.
Oh.
His name is Weston Cage, but his, what's that called? His alias?
It's like
Arcane. Arcane.
Oh, Arcane.
That's his alias. And
what's the name of the band?
Eyes of Noctum or Noctum? Uh-huh. Eyes of Noctum?
Noctum.
What does Noctum mean?
Night, I guess, in Latin.
Really? I thought that was Nocturne.
I have to say that
I was taking an educated guess.
That logo is completely readable. It failed as a death metal logo.
There's a banner like on his website for like I guess a show that he played, and all the other band names are like illegible.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote the actual band name underneath or
good,
above.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
So that you could read.
I think
that aren't,
no, that's
he's playing in New York City tonight.
Yeah, and Brooklyn, I think, tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah,
Brooklyn's in New York City.
Latin for darkness.
The name of that band should be Nicolas Cage's Shame.
Yeah, basically. Well, that could be also the
that's the movie
Nicolas
No
Cage's
Way.
Movies, yeah.
That's true.
The Wicker Man.
No, that movie was great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so let's hear a little Eyes of Noctem. Do a little Thrash It or Trash It.
Yeah, let's play the intro to that.
No.
Why?
Let's not do that.
Why?
I'm just going to play the song.
Why? Because we're just not... We're never going to be prepared, are we? Never.
Not today.
Yeah. We're up to that.
I already listened to it.
It's not bad, but I mean, like...
Nothing new.
Yeah. It just sounds like Dimmu Borgir. Like, it's like, why listen to this when you could listen to Dimmu Borgir?
Because Nicolas Cage gave birth to one of these guys.
Literally, he carried the child.
Yeah.
There are so many bands out there that sound like each other, so why do you listen to them?
I guess that's
what
I guess
say
that's
to all of you people about metal. That's why I argue it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I
said. Yeah,
really.
Wow.
Him and his unborn or born son band.
Have you, Billy, have you ever heard music before?
Yes, I have. I say fuck Nicolas Cage.
Is that why you came on the show, just to say fuck Nicolas Cage over and over?
No, that's not why, but you inspired me to do that from the Nicolas Cage banter. I don't like him.
Why?
I don't think anybody
I do
him.
Like the National Treasure movies, but
really,
that's
I
about it.
Seen them.
You know who's in those? Nicolas Cage.
Yes. His kid's in the movie, too.
Is this kid?
I think so.
He did the whole soundtrack, I heard.
Let's see, their genre classification is just metal. That's it. Metal.
Oh, it doesn't say just metal?
No, no, it's just metal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, because, no, you know, MySpace, MySpace has the genre.
For
Melee.
I really like, I don't mind this, but Chris told me that Hellhammer played on his album.
Yeah. It was produced by Fredrik Nordström, who does Opeth and In Flames.
Yeah.
So it's like, he gets the serious,
he's Nicolas Cage's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hellhammer liked Moonstruck a lot, I think. Yeah. That's how he got that hook.
I wish that, Nicolas Cage was my dad, so that I could hang out with Hellhammer.
I hope your dad isn't listening right after that. That's me.
815, you're on the air.
Hello?
Did you turn the table song off?
Hello?
815.
What's the table song?
Oh, hey, what's up? Is this Mel and Jack?
Hey, what's going on?
Look at that.
Who's this?
Holy shit. Hey, can I request music?
What? Can you request music?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us your name first?
Yeah, we didn't even get up on that part.
My name is Zach.
Hey, Zach. How's it going?
What's up? Pretty good.
You want to wish Sid a happy birthday? I mean, it's his birthday. Why don't you
Oh, really? No, because he hates metal.
Yeah!
I like it.
I don't hate metal. I hate derivative metal and shitty metal. They're good metal that I like.
Well, I'm a good Sid, I'm a big fan.
Well, then you could...
Zach, you and I, we get along. I can tell already.
Yeah. Sid, what's a good metal band you like?
Slayer?
Another one.
I mean, come on.
Well,
is that the one band you like, though? That's...
Well, metal is a pretty broad term. Dillinger Escape Plan, do they count?
Yeah, I would say so.
Zach, are you
Does
a Dillinger fan?
Does count?
Dillinger Escape Plan?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I've only heard like a few songs by them.
Oh, big expert you are.
I used to be, like, all into that, like, Inciferum, like, fucking bulk metal shit.
That's cool.
I like Meshuggah.
So you and Noah would
get I've broadened my horizons.
Yeah.
Zach, let me ask you this. How old are you?
I'm almost 18.
All right. Fair enough.
That's legal in New York, Noah.
Yeah.
That's legal.
What, Zach, where are you calling us from?
Rockford, Illinois.
Oh.
Lonnie's wife is from Rockford.
Oh, boy.
Do you know Lonnie's wife, Zach?
Where did she go to high school?
Right
up. Oh, she's calling you up now. She wants a divorce.
Lonnie doesn't even know where his wife went to high
school. Lonnie's wife, call in and
yeah,
tell us where
oh,
you went
oh,
to high
sorry.
School.
Oh, sorry. Belvedere High School.
Do you know anybody at Belvedere
really?
High School?
Okay, well, I actually live in, like, Cherry Valley, and my backyard is Belvedere. It's, like, suburbs and all this bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
But,
maybe your wife somehow babysat this kid at some point.
Can I cross the music, though?
What would you...
He's not even interested.
you don't care about Lonnie's life
business.
Anymore.
That's about how interested you could be in Rockford,
Cheap,
Illinois.
Are you a big Cheap Trick fan?
No.
He just said it right now.
He's a metal fan.
Metal.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sure he likes, like, Gothenburg metal, too.
What would you like to hear, buddy?
Yeah, actually, I was going to request some At the Gates.
All right.
I like At the Gates.
Who doesn't like At the Gates?
See, all these bands that we've named are way better than Cynic. It's not even close.
Well,
I'll meet you on that.
I always see, like, the five-second tidbit at the beginning, and I'm like, oh, play the whole song, and then it's like, fuck.
So what song do you want to hear?
That song.
I don't know.
What
yeah,
song
yeah, play that song. Flatter the Soul.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
What a poser song.
Shut up,
oh, fuck
Sid.
You, Sid.
Oh, how dare you?
On his birthday.
No, I like
happy
it.
I don't even have the right to vote. How dare you talk to me like that?
I'm sorry.
Right.
No, just
oh, don't take it back.
Don't be sorry.
We'll edit that out on the replay.
Hey, Zach, what are you doing?
Punk isn't bad,
Friday night? What are you doing on a Friday night talking to us?
To a bunch of fat guys.
I'm curious. Like, what is your social life like?
Oh,
actually, my parents are like, my parents are really super strict, so I don't really have. Like,
oh, that sucks. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry, buddy. You know what? We're gonna rock your world tonight.
Turned to Z Running Zoo.
And we're going to rock your world with some metal. Just for you,
please.
Zach. That's
metal.
Your parents suck.
Oh. All right, thank you. Happy
also,
birthday,
hey, Zach. You should check out the new Francesco's. They just reopened.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
I
fine
by that.
Yeah,
you know,
I had my wedding there.
I heard the Rockford Civic Center is having bingo on Thursday.
Great, the Rockford Civic Center.
The Rockford Civic Center. This kid started that.
Holy shit.
You know, I like it. That should be like our motto. We're for the kids whose parents are strict.
Yeah. You
like,
don't even
with us on a Friday night.
Listen to us smoke
it's,
weed and
yeah,
get drunk.
Instead
yeah.
of you smoking weed and getting drunk, you could listen to us smoking weed and
I haven't
getting drunk.
Smoked weed since New Year's Eve.
Me neither.
I'm sorry.
What happened on New Year's Eve? That what, did you go to a party or something?
Well, okay,
well,
it's a long story, but to make it short, I've been caught with weed probably like 25 times by my parents, and they sent me to rehab like 3 times.
Really?
Really?
For weed only,
yeah.
or you do anything?
Yeah. Well, twice for weed, and then one time I almost OD'd on pills, but that was one time.
Oh, just
only
one time.
Are you like a depressed guy, or
do you
what?
Take pills?
To be fair, it was Flintstones chewables. It took a lot of them.
Those Barneys will hit you, man.
What pills?
No,
what pill?
I took 4-hydrocodone, four some tranquilizers, and then I took a Seroquel.
That sounds like a fun night.
But were you trying to get high? Or were you trying to OD
yeah.
on
No, night? I wasn't some emo fuck trying to kill myself.
I'm just asking. I'm no offense.
Why would you do so much, though, like after the 4-hydrocodone?
I took the 4-hydros, and then nothing happened, like, for 2 hours. And then I don't know if it was just late to hit me or something. And then I took the 4, whatever. I think it was like, well, I can't. They were, like, drug testing me.
Hey, did you score that in the parking lot of the Steak and Shake on Mulford?
Oxford specific humor here on the podcast.
What a kiosk.
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you this week by the City of Rockford.
By the way, Rockford Stop and Shop is having a produce special. Lettuce, 59 cents a head.
Can I just... Love's Park is beautiful as well.
So you have special thanks to Delta Airlines for all the air miles.
I want to know about this rehab, though, like, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah, what do they make you do there?
Well, I've never been, like, inpatient rehab, like the hardcore shit, but the last one I went to was, I went there Monday through Friday, like, after school for, like, 4 hours, And basically, so just they like just like. Yeah, except it sucks like total balls and you get drug tested twice a week.
But are there like a lot of like fucked up, depressed girls in there that you can get with?
No, there was mostly
right?
It's like little like ghetto potheads.
Oh, really?
Basically.
Like what
yeah.
type of what type?
Are they
of
like wiggers or like a real ghetto?
Like, well, I mean, your typical like dude from the hood that smokes weed and gets caught up with the police, that kind of thing. Like most of it's court ordered for them, but with my parents, they're just fucking jerks.
So it's like a sausage fest. Like there's no broads.
There was like one like fat Mexican chick, and
oh yeah,
Aaron.
It seemed like every time
I like,
would show up,
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't like Mexicans. I like
Guillermo. No offense.
Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. Yeah.
Well, she was Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Zach, why don't you run away, Zach?
It's not like she was like Puerto Rican or something, and I'm calling her Mexican.
Zach, Billy said, why don't you run away?
Don't run away. Don't look at
me. No,
he's not advocating it. He's asking him. It's just a question.
No, then he said run away.
No.
I ran away twice, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say, Zach?
I said I ran away twice. Got the I had the cops call.
Here we go.
Why
so
what?
I'm sorry I bore you with my life story.
You're not boring us at all.
No. So what happened when you ran away?
Well, the first time it was election night, actually, when Obama got elected, and my parents are like diehard McCain, like Republican conservatives. In fact,
oh,
good for you.
Did they break out the booze?
What?
Say that again.
We still have the McCain sign up in our yard.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Did you
but,
pee on it?
I knocked it over and, like, kicked the shit out of it, but they put it back up.
Zach, just so you know, I am a certified therapist, and if you would like to talk.
I've been to, like,
warm.
Yeah, fuck that.
No.
So, wait. So, you ran away on an election night? Why?
Yeah,
why
and
was,
then
like,
I,
did they blame you
then
for
I,
Obama winning?
Well, they were just, like, my dad was being, you know, an ignorant Republican, like all of them are. And
yeah,
I had enough of it, and I was like, fuck you, and I just got up and left, and then I work, like, a mile away, so I walked to my work, and luckily I ran into some dude that was, like, going to get fucked up that night. It was weird, like, a Tuesday night, going to get fucked up, like, this.
Come on.
But,
let me ask you, were your parents, like, all, did they, like, get all boozed up when Obama won, and, like, start throwing things around the house and stuff?
No, my parents, like, they're, like, straight edge, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But most people, like...
Dad in Earth Crisis, by any chance?
This was Gamora's last stand.
So what was the second time you ran away from your parents? What was
that?
Oh,
that was New Year's. I just wanted to go get fucked up. And
well, just on holidays, when you want to party, you just run away.
Yeah,
it's not really running away, it's just hanging out.
It's like a vacation.
It's called breaking night, you know, nothing...
They reported me as a runaway. Like, they called the cops and all that shit.
And were they blasting Bon Jovi throughout your neighborhood?
Oh, God, that is a terrible reference. Do you have any siblings? Are you an only child?
Technically, the combination of parents that I have, I'm an only child. Like, my mom and my dad had me, but my mom had a previous child, and... My dad's now married to a stepmom that has three stepdaughters. That's kind of confusing.
Are they hot?
No,
I was going to ask the same thing.
Yeah, really? Right? I'm not the only one.
All right, well, are they?
Because I guess he's related to them, though, so you wouldn't say. But.
Only through marriage, right?
I'm not related
to
them at all, but they're different.
If your dad and your stepmom were to get a divorce, would you find any of them attractive?
No.
He is related to them.
They're half sisters.
Yeah. No,
you can half bang them.
Give them a knuckle job. Knuckle it.
That was an off the edge.
All right,
try to bring it back.
Well, Zach, good luck with your shitty parents.
I want to save him.
Yeah.
He seems like such
yeah.
A kid.
Yeah. You know what? Next time you run away, head over to Brooklyn. Noah will put you up.
I'll hop a train to fucking Brooklyn.
Don't do that until you're 18, because we'll get in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. When do you turn 18?
Thanksgiving, actually. November
26th. Oh, it's on a holiday with you, Jesus Christ.
You're a very holiday-oriented person.
It sounds like the holidays probably get really bad at his house. Yeah.
Is that how it is? Is that true?
It's shitty year-round. It's Rockford.
Yeah.
His father's like, it's Arbor Day. Where's my belt? I'm going to beat you with a tree limb.
Zach, do your parents beat you?
Was I abused? No.
Yeah. Good.
Mentally.
That's good.
Mentally abused, though, right? What kind of things do your parents call you? Give us some talk.
Obama lover.
Do your parents have season tickets to the Rockford Ice Hogs?
Wait, let it finish. Let it.
It's a good question.
No, they're like, wait, which question?
The Rockford Ice
question
Hogs.
Or the Rockford? Oh, no.
No.
What?
All right.
Let's take a pause.
One at a time,
all right.
Please. All right, Rob.
Okay. Now, what are some things they call you?
Think of my parents' mental abuse as like some kind of mastermind using their psychic powers. If that makes any sense.
Well, Rob.
And you said you haven't smoked weed since New Year's.
Well, I did shrooms last week.
That doesn't count.
Dude, you're awesome. You're like unraveling
could we,
chocolate.
Could we, as a live cast, adopt you? Is that
that's what I feel like. I really need to nurture him.
Yeah. By nurture,
like,
she means bone.
Yeah, and have him go get your drugs for you.
You know what, Zach?
It's supposed to be about getting Sid laid.
Yeah.
Well, we're taking a detour, Zach.
I'll hold the camera.
What you should do is add Noah on Facebook and then, you know, really get to know her.
Sid, he'll
get to know Noah.
He'll be 18 in a few months.
I'll get one of his stepsisters.
I'll convert to Judaism and go on J-Date.
What's up, Noah?
Back to J-Date.
You're like, it's like unraveling a nice piece of chocolate. You keep getting further and further. Russian dolls.
I want to make a Russian guy's profile on J-Date, though. We have to do that. Like, see if any broads actually send us messages.
I'm not really on J-Date.
I think you're full of it. I think you really are on J-Date.
Zach, is that spelled Z-A-K-K? Like the cool way or the lame way?
Oh, no, it's like the Germanish way, Z-A-C-H. Most people call me Beatles, though.
So it's Zach.
Yeah, like Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
Cool way.
Yes.
Z-A-K is not the cool way anymore, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my last name is Beats, like the vegetable.
I shouldn't get you.
Zach Beats?
Yeah,
really? Oh man,
that must have been
dude! If you ever get like a harassment charge against you, your local newspaper will have a field day with it. You know? Or if you're like, convicted of murder, but then you get Zach Beats murdering.
Or if anybody ever catches you masturbating,
it'll go in the school paper. Zach Beats off in boys' bathroom.
I've heard that joke way too many times.
Yeah, that's gotta be wrong.
Well, not on this show.
I'd be doing shrooms too.
Whoa, listen, what the fuck? Oh.
Your name is no picnic.
I know.
You're like a 7-year-old man. Sydney.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's pretty cool. Sydney.
Your name could be Sydney Beats.
Well.
Sydney Beats.
Well, you've had a tough life. Can we send them a prize? I feel like we should send them something.
Yeah, yeah. Are you
want a Woodstock poncho?
We have a Woodstock poncho to give away, but we're going to give him a good prize.
How about this? Are you a metal injection junkie, first of all?
I signed up and was on there for like 3 days, and then I haven't gone back.
All right. What you should do is private message metal injection. Send us your name and address. We'll send you a little care package, and we'll mail it from the Church of Satan. So we like freak out your parents.
So his parents will never give it to him.
Yeah, it'll be. Or no, or like the Church of Obama lovers.
Or how about something not threatening, so it'll actually get to him.
Okay.
Mail me a baby goat, like I do my dedication ceremony in the middle of the forest.
What's that?
What?
Yeah.
I said mail me a baby goat, so I can chop its head off and draw a pentagram and its blood in the forest. You know, all that spiel.
We're not gonna send you CDs.
Used flip-flops that Noah wore during live.
And my cutoff shirt.
Yes.
Oh, wow, what a prize.
We already see your underwear anyway.
Yeah.
Not sitting behind me, you can't see it.
This girl's practically naked. She's got like a leg up.
I saw enough.
She's ready to pounce on you.
Well, it's your birthday, so that you wanted to...
I can put my foot in
your
face.
It's
dirty.
She was just giving Sid a little foot action there.
Yeah.
You know,
where is the show going?
She's got nice feet.
If your parents receive that care package, they're going to beat you with a rolled-up picture of Sarah Palin, I think.
Let us know where we should address it from, where it would be non-threatening.
Don't tell us over here.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's my fucking mail. They can't. Yeah.
It's true, but, you know.
We'll sprinkle some anthrax on it.
What the fuck?
No.
No, I just got attacked by my cat. You, like, bit the fuck out of my hand. Sorry.
Oh, well, that's very convenient.
I'll send some of Rod Shrooms in the box on the phone.
All right, thanks for calling in, Zach. We'll play some at the gates, and good luck.
Yep, thanks.
I'll see you in Mary's more.
That's so crazy.
All three locations.
Next time you go to Rockford, you should look him up.
Oh,
you know his name now. Just get the phone book.
Yeah. You can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357, or you can send us an instant message. Our screen name is MI Livecast.
MILIVECAST. MI Livecast.
Now do it in Spanish.
MILIVECAST.
Now do it backwards.
TSACEVILIM.
Whoa,
I don't even know if that's right.
Maybe. So,
OCD, motherfucker.
A few updates. Hellhammer 22 says, this kid is stupid for being caught with weed. It is easy to get away with. Just grab some Visine.
Why?
It's like, did you hear the call? He said he gets drug tested. What is Visine?
What are you supposed to do? Oh, for the eyes.
Yeah.
If you drink it, then it clears your urine. It kills marijuana.
If you put it on your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then Axel Rosenberg, I am thus to wish Sid a happy birthday for Metal
you,
Sluts.
Axel's a good man.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Axel for metalsluts.gov.
Yeah.
Megasluts.gov, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You got to have him back on the show at some point.
Yeah.
You got to give the right
sclerosis.
Wrong.
The right. What's that?
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. All right, so give us a call, 646-929-1357. And let's take a quick music break.
Okay.
Really?
Why not?
I'm just trying to confuse you.
What do you mean, really?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna start with two requests, because that's what happens. And then we're gonna get to a bunch of music that Lonnie picked. Are you excited, Lonnie?
Sure.
I can feel the electricity.
By the way, these are available in the Virgin Megastore, Rockford, Illinois.
It's a Megastore
record.
Do they
have a coconut?
It just closed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do they have coconuts there?
There's an FYE and a Media Play.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
That closed in 2006.
They all probably closed at this point.
It is available at the Shoe Caravan, though, as well as the Fashion Bug.
Wait, I'm getting a
both
text.
Exist.
Rockford, Illinois just closed.
Uh-oh.
Zach's family was the last one still living there. They just bounced.
They heard what was going on. They tapped the phone.
I had a queue of about 100 jokes in my head about Rockford, Illinois. You know.
If Zach ever calls back.
And you reel them all off.
What a show. All right, let's get to a quick music break. Stay with us, people.
Remember when sideburns were cool? Neither do I. But Rob does, on the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
We know times are tough, and it's hard to get your band noticed. That's why Metal Injection is teaming up with David Brunt to give My Get Eyes to give one lucky band a free head over to metalinjection.cc/freemusicvideo by August 5th and register your band. Get all your fans to give you more stuff than Metal Injection, My Get Eyes, and one lucky band in the top 10 to get a free music video.
Reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped her mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Yeah, I guess that's us. We're the livecast.
Hour two plus 11 minutes.
We're not really live to the archive listeners. I don't know why we decided on this name.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well,
to remind people that it's recorded live. It's like
This
podcast is recorded in front of a live
studio audience.
Non-studio audience. Cyber audience.
I was thinking of renaming it, though. The Metal Injection Rockford cast. I don't know.
Yeah, really.
Be viable at all?
Very regional. We're going to do everybody who lives in a small town. We will do a town-specific live cast for your town if you call in and request.
For a small fee.
If you live in Saskatchewan, we'll do a Saskatchewan-specific.
And the good thing is that...
Saskatchewan is huge, though.
That's okay.
Yeah. But like 10 people live there.
We could Google the town and pick up a couple of landmarks.
Dale Howardchuk, this show's for you.
I think that another appropriate title, something that we could have went with, would be the Metal Injection Train Wreck. Because it's very accurate.
That wouldn't be search engine optimized, though.
I don't think. Are you saying that people use Metal Injection in train wreck?
How about Metal Injection Fuck Nicolas Cage Show?
Yeah.
That's today. That might
you know what, though? You need to be nice because Nicolas Cage has a sixth sense. You know, like whenever somebody talks about him, He has to show up at the door.
My ears start ringing.
Oh, boy. Who opened the door?
That was me. I was just doing a Nicolas Cage
impression. Oh, wow, dude, you totally got us. No, but he's going to be sitting in. He didn't want to be in this room. He had to be in another room of the Metal Injection Studios. But
he's an artist, you know?
Yeah.
He just didn't want to smell Sid.
Why it has to be me.
Y'all be guilty! Just doing it for nothing!
What?
I didn't fart.
Very judgmental.
Yeah.
Nobody's so upset.
I don't get it either.
I guess he meant we'll all be guilty of me smelling bad. Reflects poorly on all of us.
Yeah.
Step away from the bike.
I guess he's talking to Rob's boot face when he says that.
Yeah.
I just think Nicolas Cage has Tourette's, and that he just shouts at random things.
Okay.
So urban, I like it.
Murder!
Nick.
Will bring back your goddamn honey.
Okay, calm down.
Who mentioned honey?
I was just gonna ask you what you thought of your son being in a metal band and looking like the
don't
woman.
Don't be frightened.
Oh, okay.
But they're so be frightened. Looking.
Yeah.
Get off the bike.
All right.
I don't know.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. I don't know. But,
he's not very observant, clearly.
I think we're gonna cut to our very popular segment since we have some new people here.
It's the Rockford, Illinois presents Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Or send it to rehab.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Alright, this first CD is not. It's a burn. Somebody burned the CD.
How to get burned? How to get burned? How to get burned? How to get burned?
Oh,
whoa.
Nick.
Someone shove him back in the closet, please.
Murder!
Oh my god, no.
There's plenty of ventilation in the closet. You'll be alright.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Not the bees.
Oh, I forgot we had bees in our closet.
Yeah,
and honey.
Sorry about that.
Not the bees.
Can
we just say where that's from? Because it's a...
You'll all be guilty.
It's a movie called The Wicker Man.
You're doing it for nothing.
If you go on YouTube, somebody edited together the most absurd scenes from that movie. You just look up The Wicker Man.
How to get burned. How to get burned! How to get burned!
There's
get
a
burned!
Scene where he is dressed up as a bear in like a masturbating bear type costume, and he punches a woman in the face with his claw. It's amazing. Half the movie is him beating up women.
I think every movie needs to be a guy dressed in the bear suit.
Every Nicolas Cage movie.
Yes.
In a long line of shitty Nicolas Cage movies, this is by far the worst,
the
and
an
therefore the best.
The man
right.
won an Oscar.
Yeah.
What does that say about Oscar?
Well, he was
20 years ago.
He deserved the Oscar for the like. He plays when he plays one type of guy, he's good at that. Like Sylvester Stallone, and anything else he does is horrible.
Well, I mean, Leaving Las Vegas was good because we all wanted him to die.
Right.
So it's like, all right, keep drinking
and suffer.
Yeah. And then we could see Elizabeth Shue peeing and bleeding out of her ass.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, dude, you never seen that movie?
Not in the same scene.
No. It's a really intense piss session. So he gives herself a little ruptured anal fissure. She has to run with the hot shower.
Is that After Dark music? This is hot.
That's a good shoe. I don't know what happened to her.
Shoe.
It's hard to act when you're bleeding out the ass.
That's
what
makes
it such
a...
Was she in Adventures in Babysitting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then
they,
she bled out.
They did a movie about like her playing soccer or something. Right?
That wasn't her brother
yeah.
a soccer player?
Then like
no, her brother was on Melrose Place.
But he was also a soccer player.
Possibly.
On Melrose?
Andrew Shue.
Does that mean something else?
I heard he peed and bled out the ass on Melrose Place, too.
I
runs in the family.
Yeah. That was that one episode where they all peed.
Oh, the peeing episode.
Yes,
it
was very strange.
Was she also in a movie with Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, it was called Rectal Bleeding to the Future.
He tried to bleed out the ass, but instead he just got Parkinson's.
Come on.
He did it wrong.
Rectal bleeding, okay. Parkinson's, come on, sir.
That's where we draw the line.
Is that shaking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
the shaking
cool.
thing.
That's the thing Michael J. Fox has.
Right, yeah.
we're
clear on
well,
that.
Well, he's a doctor. Billy's a doctor.
Yeah. No, I
diagnosed him.
He's a therapist, not a doctor.
Diagnosis was murder.
All right, thrash and attraction, please.
Thrash
for
attraction.
Thrash.
How does the game go?
I'll tell you in a sec.
All right, thanks.
I know. Say it's sexual.
Thrash. I have to get through this. Thrash and attraction. So we put on a box here of promos that band, so that 95% of them are shitty, and we play them, and ostensibly we're reviewing them, but really it's an excuse to make fun of bad music.
Yeah, so
we
listen to a song or two, and then we each say whether we like it or thrash it,
right.
Or if we don't like it, which means we trash it.
Right. But we once in a while, there's some gems that we actually wind up liking.
It's very rare.
That's right. Oh, and instantly, as we say this, John Stamos, 315, requests that we thrash or trash his band.
That's actually the real John Stamos.
So wait, is that like the Beach Boys? He wasn't even the Beach Boys?
Yeah, he wasn't the Beach Boys.
So this is going to be like Kokomo.
You know what happened? John Stamos went to get an AIM name in like 2004, and 314 other people already had it.
Oh, this MySpace page looks well done. What's the name?
Yeah, Procession of Aeons.
Is this the name?
Where are they from?
They're from... relocating to Texas.
Oh, from Rockford, though.
Wait, Procession of what?
Of Aeons.
Aeons. Aeons with an A, the Greek A in front
Aeon
of it.
Aeon Flux, like that cartoon.
What kind of fucking
television?
Name is that?
Metal.
A Texas name? What kind of name is that, John Stamos? Aeons, let us know. Or give us a call, 646-929-1357. This is a free interview.
I know where he got it from. He got it from Aeon Spokes. Isn't that the band that Paul Masvidal was in?
Noah, cut it out.
Never really.
That's Dave Coulier. Wrong one.
Oh, they're originally from Brunswick, Maine, currently relocating to Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay, Austin.
They're probably big South by Southwest fans.
Good move.
Yeah.
Isn't there like 13 cases of swine flu in
Texas?
Oh,
I don't know. Actually,
I didn't know you could get it by the case.
Update. Breaking update. The band name is from an Abigail Williams song, which is another band.
What does she sound like?
R&B, Hank Williams. Band. Smooth jazz.
She's Hank Williams' sister, yeah.
How long has Abigail Williams been around as a band?
Actually, Abigail Williams was on the Death or No Death lightning round.
Okay.
I got it wrong.
Oh, well, rightfully so. So wait, they're naming their own band after a song by a band who's been around for about 2 years?
A few, yeah. Like a few, maybe a little.
A little premature, I think.
That's fucked up.
I don't know. It's got to be a band with a little bit more history.
Listen, I'm actually putting a band together. It's called Michael, You My Nigga.
Come on.
That would do well.
By the way, trash it.
we didn't hear it yet.
I'm with Lonnie.
Yeah,
wait, right. What, are we doing this?
I didn't
think
you had to listen to
yeah,
the song.
Let's hear. Should we go? We got The Outsider, LAS, Brain Damage Mix, IDWS.
What does that mean?
Is there anybody there?
That's not what those letters say, though.
Oh, well, that's. I don't know.
Is there anybody
there? Whichever one has the most plays.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do that. The Outsider. All
right.
Okay, go.
Play. So, Zach Wild's pitch harmonics.
That's
where
good.
Did you guys
hear
it?
Now, really play it. Really? Did you really play it?
No, this is it.
Oh. Okay.
Is it going to get melodic?
I hope so.
No.
More of the same.
Okay, what does John Stamos do in the band?
No, really.
He plays the triangle.
John Stamos, what do you play in the band?
Drums.
Triangle.
The IM has been sent.
By the way, John Stamos will be starring on Broadway in the revival of Bye Bye Birdie. I will have
it's
you know.
It's going to be a black metal version of
at the Rockford, Illinois Amphitheater.
He plays guitars.
It's a civic center, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Does he play both guitars?
Yeah, that's... he pluralized it. He didn't say I play guitar. How many guitarists are listed on there? What's the guitarist's name?
Oh, yeah, he does play both guitars.
What's his name? Give us a first
name. How does he do
name?
That
His name
live?
Is Joe.
Joe.
You can give his first and last name.
Joe Stables?
He's trying to publicize his band, right?
Joe just, Maniscalco?
Yeah, all right. You gave away his screen name. You're going to go.
I didn't give away his full screen name.
Yes, you did.
He said
no, I didn't.
Four.
No, but that's not his full
That's
screen.
Not it, but you said what it is.
No, he's
fine.
Typing docs.
Whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Listen, let's... How about this? Rather than completely trash it, why don't we, because he's a listener, let's give constructive criticism. All
right. I liked everything but the vocals.
I think... I'm sorry. Intro playing.
No, you can do it over it. It's fine.
We're going to go around.
No, I can't. Rob, okay, Rob, you go.
Thrash it or trash it. I think
the guitars are cool, but the vocals are definitely a turnoff.
I thought the band sounded tight and like technically good, but the riff is very derivative and sounds like a lot of other things I've heard, and nothing very original or good about it. But to be positive, the band sounded tight and sounded good. The vocals are bad. The vocals need to be replaced.
It's just vocals like that are passe by now. I think.
It's all heavy. It's so serious.
And no, it's not even serious. It's silly. It sounds like Cookie Monster.
No, but it's self-important.
Yeah.
I thought they were right. I thought the vocals did suck. But a lot of times I find it,
You're a guitar expert, so...
I thought the guitar player was good. He had the squeals consistently, so props to you. That's not easy to do. So you get props for the squeals.
Billy is on the side when he's not doctoring. He is a guitar teacher.
Yes. So also, but the vocals do suck, and you need to replace your vocalist.
Immediately.
Do they suck more or less than Nicolas Cage?
More.
Whoa!
I have advice.
Rob, read the IM of what the kid said, because he could replace the vocalist.
Then you should find a box, you should drug him, and then you should put him in the box and bury him 6 feet on the ground.
Don't do that.
And then you know what you can
the
do?
Vocalist is his
you
brother.
Can your band is better without the vocals. Just go on stage without the vocals. I would sit and listen to you without the vocals and pay money for it.
Why don't we
that's my
mute opinion. The vocals and then
why don't
don't ever run away, buddy.
Why don't we play, can we play that song again, but play the Wicker Man drops over it instead of the vocals? Let's hear that.
Just like the intro. Is there an instrumental or any of these instrumentals?
We'd have to play them to find it.
Yeah, jump in.
All right, here we go. This is, what's the name of the band? Procession of Eos featuring Nicolas Cage.
I dig that. I would buy that.
Get some more of that.
Ratchet.
It's better that way. If you could summon Nicolas Cage to join your band, I think we have a winner.
That's a beast! That's the next single.
You solved your musical dilemma.
Attack of the Killer Bees.
Come on!
Not the beast!
All right, let it go. Let it go, Rob.
It won't play.
Yeah, all right. Let's.
All right, anyway, let's get to an actual... Oh, we do have a call.
Look at that. Okay. Maybe it's John Stamos himself.
Hey, what's
603,
up?
You are on... There, you're on the air. 603.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Pete.
Oh,
it's Pete.
A long time.
Pete, do your parents suck?
What's that?
Do you have any problems with your parents?
That you
do
like
I?
To talk.
We're like a support group this week for kids whose parents fuck with.
Well, we have a therapist here.
Yeah, we have a your friend therapist. So take
friend.
Advantage.
It's like a
right?
Dr. Phil, except he's a Dr. Billy.
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill.
Dr.
Yeah.
Bill.
Pete.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Bill E.
So how's it going with the parents?
Oh, no, everything's good with that.
Okay.
Can't.
Go on.
Cool.
Ever been in rehab?
Any
no,
girl problems?
How old are you? Let's start with that.
I'm 25.
All right, so parents don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
No.
He's cold.
Are your parents still alive?
Yeah, no, I still live with my parents, so,
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Save money on rent.
Well, do you pay rent? Or do
and
they make
food.
You, pay
you get home cooked.
Exactly.
You know.
What do you do? What do you do, Pete?
For a living?
Just in general.
With life.
Yeah. How's things? Are you in Rockford?
What's that?
Are you? Forget. Just. Rockton?
Just you, like, what do you do? What are you all about?
Give us a taste of Pete.
Oh, this is a train wreck. This is a train
the
wreck.
The metal injection train wreck.
the sound of a train crashing.
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead, Sid. What'd you ask
Pete.
Him?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about yourself. What's going on Friday night, Pete?
Me? You know, hanging out, playing video games, you know, all the cool stuff.
What you playing?
I play 8-bit Nintendo.
Ooh. What games? Ice Climber?
I play Bionic Commando.
Nintendo?
Tecmo Super Bowl. You know, it's the good stuff.
Oh. All right.
You know what I saw? Somebody took RBI Baseball from the from the 8-bit Nintendo and recreated the 86, Game 6 of the World Series with Vince Scully announcing it.
It's pretty fantastic, yeah.
Are you calling from 1992?
No.
92? That shit was already passé.
Yeah. Like those vocals.
I'm poor.
It's so old that it's back in style now.
Yeah, it's
are you an old school guy, Pete? Is that why you play the old Nintendo?
Yeah, you know.
You
yeah.
Do you have a Virtual Boy?
No, I don't. I got TurboGrafx-16 though. If you guys remember that, I'm probably gonna.
Boss Adventure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably gonna hook that up later and just wail on that shit, you know.
About 5 minutes, I had one of the portable TurboGrafx-16. What was that called? I don't even remember. But it was.
Did it have
like
a name?
Game Boy version. It was in color.
Game Gear? Well, that was.
I think that was the same.
Yeah.
I had the Game Gear. That was. I mean,
I had Game Gear too.
Other than the fact that it was like a VCR.
Well, there was.
I still have my Sega Master System from 1986.
I definitely still have my Game Gear.
Remember the Atari Lynx?
Yes.
That's what I was gonna say.
It was like four games for that shit.
Yeah.
This has been Retro Game Console Talk on the Metal Injection Livecast. It's 11:31, 70 degrees outside.
Do you have any friends over, or are you playing by yourself?
Nah, I'm playing by myself, yeah.
Brought to you by the GameStop in Rockford, Illinois.
No GameStop.
Is it Rockford? Rockford. How do you spell it?
How do you think you spell it?
Rockford.
With letters?
Rockford.
And I assume letters.
When I went to WrestleMania 13 in Chicago, I went to the Monday Night Raw the next day in Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, yeah? How's the venue there? Was it the Civic Center?
It's like any arena, you know.
Was it the Cow Palace?
No. It's called, what is it called? I don't remember.
I really don't know, honestly.
Rockford Arena? Do you have a joystick that you play your Nintendo
Whoa.
With?
No one wants your joystick, Pete. That's what I heard.
I'm just sick and tired of you guys talking about this place.
Oh.
I'm over it.
You're
over. Oh.
I'm thinking about joysticks.
Oh. What about disco sticks?
I don't know what that is.
You don't listen.
You know what it is? There's no. The NES had no jazz theory associated.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all be guilty!
Wes Montgomery didn't have a Nintendo game, so it's.
You have any jokes, Pete?
Do I have jokes?
Yeah, I've heard any good jokes. But how's the weather? By you.
What is happening with the show today? What is going on?
You're trying to get some stuff out of Pete, like.
God.
Yeah, it's like, what's up, bro? You know?
Pete has called the live cast before. Is that right, Pete?
Yeah, of course. He was on.
Sexual Jeopardy with us.
Yeah.
The same Pete. Yeah. Okay.
And Pete came in second, actually.
Yeah, I beat Pete.
Pete, is your last name Beat?
Yeah, why not?
Pete Beat.
Oh. So then
if you were a DJ, though.
I was going to say Zach Beats sounds like a DJ name. Yeah.
There you go, Zach.
Is Swizz his brother?
Yeah.
Swizz Beats?
All right.
Crickets.
Well, we're going to continue doing Thrasher Trasher.
Fuck
Pete, do you want to? I mean, I don't know if we're doing another music break. I don't know how you're going to hear the.
No, let Pete sit in on Thrasher Trasher.
I don't think like, it might. It's going to sound really terrible over the phone.
You won't hear it?
Well, that's not our fault. That's the band's.
No, in addition to being bad, it'll also the sound quality will be bad.
But thanks for calling in, Pete.
You don't want me to do Trasher or Thrash It?
We could try, but I don't know if you could, like, I don't know if
it might sound like crap, so you might just trash everything, which is fine, because that's
We're all right with that. All right, I guess we'll let you sit in.
Pete, it sounds terrible to us, too.
Yeah.
All
right.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
So, Darren, what's the name of this band?
I'm not sure, because it doesn't appear to be a word. It looks like consumed, but there's an extra N inside.
Maybe
I would say consumed. Consumed.
Well,
maybe it's a double M.
It's pretty clear font.
Is it Consume, a guy called Ned? Maybe?
There was a punk band from England called Consumed, so they might have just done that to differentiate from that other band.
Or they have immigrant parents, and that's how they say Consumed.
Where are they from, did it say?
Let's see. It could have been, like,
Ned.
C-O-N-S-U-M-N-E-D. That's how it's spelled.
They all have English-sounding names. So.
The title of the album is Manipulation. Man is in caps lock.
New Windsor, New York. From New Windsor.
Why does it have to be caps lock, though?
Oh, no, that's where the album was mixed.
They could have just done it manually.
Maybe they had a key shift key.
Yeah.
Also true.
And then it popped back into place.
So I think we should go with the second track, Disembowelment of the Week.
I think they should have done what John Stamos did and just put 315 at the end of Consumed, and then it wouldn't have been a problem.
All right.
Well,
and here we go. And here we go.
Trash it.
Not bad so far, not bad.
A little thrashy.
Pete, can you make it out?
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it.
All right.
What do we think of this?
In my shit.
Or like VOD type of.
I don't like the vocals at all.
Agreed.
Most of these bands, they lose us on the vocals.
The vocals seem to be the weak link in all these bands. Every week.
Kids, stop singing.
And the music is just not good either.
Just stop singing.
I don't mind the music.
I like the riff.
Yeah, the music is fine, yeah.
I don't know. I find it very
non-jazzy.
I have to say, I really... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's all right. Everybody does it.
No, I did it accidentally this time. No, really. I'm just kidding. What? Finish.
No, I was just...
Yeah, so I didn't like it at all.
I have to say, I'm reading the lyrics here, and the lyrics make it a lot worse.
Oh, no. Give us some. Give us
a taste. Does every word have an extra N?
Yeah. That would make it better. No, it's not even like it's so bad that it's worse. It's just bland. All right. Tormented by lucid schemes, disembowelment of the weak. Callous, narcissistic, spelled completely wrong in about 8th place. Narcissistic needs. Sadists live to sow their seed. Hearts once hardened from pain turn a deaf ear to you. So when you try to explain, they hear what they want to. Yeah, you know, whatever.
It's awful.
It's like poetry class.
I like the bands, I have to say. Yeah. Thrash.
Shinobi says thrash. Pete, what do you say?
They sound pretty good. I'll thrash it.
I give it a qualified thrash because the band is very good and the vocals are horrible. It's a wide
gulp. I disagree with you. I'm
trashing it.
Okay.
I'll thrash it.
Can I thrash it?
Is that
pronounceable? Thank you.
And I am yet to hear a guitar solo.
But,
you know what's funny? Remember 2 minutes ago when Noah talked and then I jokingly cut her off? We never went back to Noah, so in essence, we totally cut you off again.
I know, and I'm
so I think it's just it's great.
That you guys do
yeah,
that
it's
comment.
Wonderful how Noah's on the show. She really contributes a lot.
So is that like the true test of if you'll like the music or not, if there are guitar solos in it?
Yeah, I'm a guitar.
And if the guy's hot in that place.
Yeah, if they look like girls.
So basically, if the band doesn't feel like showing off, like, hey, look at what I can do, then that's what a guitar solo is. It's basically like, hey, everybody stop and look at what I can do.
No.
Yeah. That's the definition of a solo.
That's not true.
We have a license.
Someone's mic is turned off. Good job.
Billy. So we have a licensed guitar therapist.
Good. So
I'm going to thrash it. I do. It reminds me of a shit I took.
So this is a good shit.
Pleasant shit.
All right.
But what do you feel about guitar solos?
I like guitar solos. I don't think there should be anything against them.
But isn't it sort of showing off?
I don't think it's showing off. It adds to the song.
Sometimes.
Need something else.
Pete, what do you think of guitar solos?
I like guitar solos.
There you go.
Good for you, Pete.
Full self-indulgence.
By the way, that album was mixed in Rockford, Illinois.
Home of the Fighting Illini.
Wait, but Sid, by that definition, isn't just playing music self-indulgent then?
Well, if you're doing it all together, that's fine.
Why? What's the difference?
Because that's team. That's unity.
Well,
but if
when there's a solo happening, it's not like it's just the guitarist. The drummer still plays. The bassist is still playing.
Not always.
The whole thing could be a solo just without lyrics.
I mean, not always. Of course they do.
Not always.
There's still rhythm accompanying the solo.
Sometimes.
Always.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Unless you're Alex Coleman.
Either way.
Yeah.
It's a solo. Fine. What does solo mean? By yourself.
Only
no, it means...
Isn't that, if we look up solo, what would it say? The word solo.
It's
right.
It's improvising. It's being able to improvise
but
over a section of
yeah,
music.
Wait, improvise me. It's
improvise
a recorded
is,
album. What's improvised?
Solos are usually improvised.
They're usually, these guys, I think it's written out. Okay.
Yeah, when is it improvised?
Well,
it's
a good
recorded
musician
CD.
Would be able to improvise.
But
live.
Then everything written is improvised.
That's...
This is
what
heavy.
You're an idiot.
But no, but what do you mean by improvised where?
A solo is improvised over a piece of music.
All right. But then it's
so,
recorded.
So
the recording is not the time that he improvised it.
Noah's getting really pissed.
It can be.
Rarely.
And then live,
no
he can interpret it in a different way.
Interpret.
Yeah, like Kerry King. He can't pull off the solos. He just plays whatever.
Yeah.
There you go.
So if you could, you take out all guitar solos?
Not all. But some aren't necessary. Some it's just like...
What's the difference? I think it's just
right,
all
but
or none.
Right, but the song better.
It's all or none.
Slash, awesome solos. Never minded a single solo Slash did on any Guns N' Roses album.
Okay.
So if someone
did
a guitar solo exactly like Slash, but it wasn't Slash, you wouldn't be down with it?
Depending on how the rest of the song was. If it fits in the flow of the song, fine. Sometimes
right, so how
like,
is that? What
hey,
does that
the
have
song's
to...
going great, but we're going to stop right now so this guy could do this.
You're a nong.
But isn't it, what does that have to do with the solo, though? Doesn't that have to do with the... just like the composition of the song, it's just a shitty song. And then if the solo seems
well, what if the song's going good until the solo?
Well, look.
Well, then it's just a bad solo, though. But are there?
Then why do we even need it?
Because
but
it's
just
an artist's interpretation.
Part of, yeah,
it's like
it's part, that's how they
see,
choose.
Let's
just question everything.
I think
being in the moment.
I think
that's
you're
what it's
a little
all about.
Loose with the term artist. First of all, it's not in the moment because it's all pre-written. There's
so,
a,
but
moment?
So what
it's
though?
The
if
moment.
It's pre-written though,
because she's the one.
So wait, hold on. So if one guy
solos
is,
are supposed to be improvised.
What if one guy is singing, but if they're written words? Is
yeah.
that showing off? Because one person is singing.
Is it a band playing?
Yes.
Then no.
So, but what's the difference?
So, if
then?
The whole band is playing and there's a guitar
is
solo, except
thing
for
as
the vocalist.
Is a vocal solo in rock music?
A vocalist can also
sure.
improvise their vocals.
Yeah. Why
not?
Not
everyone sings like, exactly
like
the recording.
I've seen 8 Mile, I know.
Exactly, and it's not like the recording, right?
That was good, though.
You went to Cranbrook. That's a
yeah,
school.
That was a good movie.
Hey,
no,
Pete,
no guitar solos in that
hey,
movie
Pete,
at all.
Do you have a shotgun?
Yeah, huh? I do, actually.
I just
awesome.
Think
can you please come to Brooklyn, New York, to Bensonhurst?
Don't do that.
I just think it's ridiculous to Noah trash the song because there was no guitar solos. That's not criteria. For
that is not the only
solos.
Reason.
Huh?
I think
he trashed because no. Oh, he did.
I
thought
I
it could have used
that.
The solo.
I forgot what was going on.
I didn't say that. I didn't
well,
appreciate
like
it.
Like there were no
stop
guitars.
Cutting me off! I didn't appreciate it.
So anyway.
The bees! My God, the bees! Not the bees!
I thought the song structure was horrible.
Not the
and the solo would have made it better somehow.
There's no jazz theory in the song. Trash it.
Too bad for them.
Yeah.
How to get burned? How to get burned? How to get burned? How to get?
No.
Yeah. All right.
No band would have made it if they didn't have jazz.
I think that was like the most serious music argument that we've had on the show.
Yeah.
We got into it.
Yeah. Pete's still there?
Pete, you still there? Yeah,
I'm still there.
All right, man.
Yeah.
You hung in there.
Pete is shining his shotgun right now, right?
Yes.
What kind of shotgun do you have?
It's from like 1870. I don't even know what it is.
Fancy. Did you get it at Walmart?
Was it used in the Civil War?
No, he got it at Cedar Mountain.
Probably. You know,
I have a shotgun.
You know, like Army of Darkness, when he's like, "This is my boomstick." Remember
yeah.
that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what it looks like. So I just pretend I'm that guy, and I say
who's that guy?
Bruce Campbell.
He had his own brand of. Did you know that?
No.
His own brand of what?
Different Campbell.
He's not related to those Campbells.
No.
Is he the heir to the Whiteout fortune?
No.
That's the guy from the Mummy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Which one? Mickey Dolenz?
No.
Peter Tork?
I think.
Okay, we'll get it eventually.
It's that David Jones. What's the other, the fourth one?
Was anyone in our audience alive when the Monkees recorded it?
I remember watching reruns of that show as a child.
I love the Monkees.
Hey, guys, remember what segment we're doing?
Thrash it or trash it.
Do we have any Monkees albums?
Thank
thrash
you.
It, trash it.
Oh, I'll thrash anything by the Monkees.
That's right. Yeah.
I love the fucking thrash Monkees. I don't care what anybody says.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right.
All right. Our next band is Arcane Asylum. Darren, you have a little one sheet.
Well, we're going to do something where we're guess what this is going to sound like based on the press kit, which is one piece of paper.
Well, looking at the cover, so...
Oh.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Here, I'm gonna,
they want to be emperor.
I'm going to now read you the info that they provided with us.
Noah already likes it. Noah's going in with a bias.
Arcane Asylum.
Just before you do that, I guarantee you there's guitar solo in the song.
Probably.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Want to bet?
I think it's
slow and brooding. But anyway...
Yeah.
Arcane Asylum was molded in the summer of 2007 when former Eyes of Fire member Pete Truax and Ritual founder Robert Neuslein decided to structure a band in the style of 80s avant metal pioneers Celtic Frost, combined with the ethereal atmospheres of Field of the Nephilim. Now left to bereave a new audience, discomposed with the current state of EBM-inspired gothic rock and overproduced dark metal, to the early experimental sound of both genres and beyond the scope of morale.
So this is going to sound like what they play at those goth clubs?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
You've been to a lot of goth clubs, no?
To a friend's bar by another friend.
Wait, who's this friend? Do we know your friends?
Yeah,
you,
I'm sure you've been to that bar too. Rath has been.
Oh yeah, well, I had my birthday at that bar one time.
It was Ritual or something, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was in Long Island.
I wasn't there.
So why would anybody want to go to a bar in Long Island?
If
they live in Long Island.
And your
why
friend
you,
owns
yeah.
it?
Why can't he own a bar in the city?
Why
know.
Can't you own a bar in the city?
Well, no, I don't own any bar. I know better.
It was alright. It was also kind of humorous, I feel.
Yeah.
A lot of Long Island Guidos.
It was a Guido's gothy.
Like, so how do they dress? Are they like in full goth gear when
yeah.
they go to this bar?
Yeah, it's like you're going out. You got to put on your best boots.
Ronnie,
you know about it. Why don't you tell us what happens at a goth bar? You've been.
Why do I know about?
Aren't you like a big closet goth?
There's no goths in my closet now.
She got Helen to call in. Jesus, like that.
Yeah.
Anywho. Let's check out this
video. Oh, yes.
Let's listen to the lyrics.
This song is great.
Why are you coming home? Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool.
It sounds like In Vogue.
This is a remix.
Yeah.
No, this is the only version I have.
Yeah, I heard a different one.
Yeah, I heard
without
that
the
before.
Vocals.
So you've heard of this band already?
Yeah. Probably not really that band.
No,
they're playing a little joke.
That's the way more pop version of
that was the goth club bang remix.
Yes, basically.
All right, let's actually hear the actual.
Come on.
What is this? This is Foo Fighters.
That sounds like the Cult.
Oh, okay, here we go. Wait, did they get lost for a second?
This song shouldn't have that lettering.
Right,
yeah, if you were in a club right now, you'd be passing out. Oh, God.
Just when you think the vocals are going to kick.
All right, let's try another track.
It pulls it right out from under you.
How about you just
all that
forward.
Time is that you should have just left it.
What's the name of this? Do we know?
Once again, the vocals
Chasing
killer.
Chasing Phantom.
The vocals killer.
No, it was dead before.
Yeah,
this
no,
I
awful.
Mind
it was
all right.
It was kind of like heavy, and then
I didn't mind the music at all. It wasn't just a mathematical cacophony. There was actually sort of a little bit of a melody there and a groove.
Not anymore,
God
though.
God forbid.
Listen to it now.
No,
that's
really untrue, though.
There's a lot of melody in metal.
Yeah.
It's just more intricate.
No groove.
What are you talking about?
It's groovy. Give me a groove.
You can't
Give
spell
me,
metal
a,
without
what,
melody.
What's a groove in metal band?
Wind.
Give me a metal band.
Wind has a lot of melody and a lot of...
Who?
Here's okay. Here.
Pantera grooves, man. You gotta.
Gojira.
That.
How about Gojira?
I bet grooves. You can't say that.
Lamb of God.
That's not really grooving.
This is not a groove
it's
at all. Hey, we're gonna drum really fast.
What?
Surprise you with that.
What about Testament?
Make it anything with guitar solos.
Yeah, please.
I would say Testament.
This kid's fucking out at that point.
He's out for blood.
Hold on. You get Scarhead.
That was really groovy.
Hold on.
He's not bad so far.
Thrash it. Well, let's go, Jira.
Let's see where the vocals go before I...
Stop.
Are you telling me that... Alright. So far, so good.
Named after Godzilla, too.
Except, like, the racist way thing. They're making fun of the Japanese.
No, that's the way Japanese said it, and it was made into Godzilla by English people.
Alright. I'll sign off on this. This is good.
I'll give you another one. Mastodon.
No, I like Mastodon.
Okay.
I don't love them. I like them. Tolerate.
That's a groovy band, though. Is
yeah.
that what we're looking for?
But that's not like...
They're like... They're more
metal.
Like,
but they have soul.
They're metal.
I'm talking about, like, metal from foreign countries.
Soilwork?
Kind of has no...
Yeah.
Soilwork.
Has no ass. I like Soilwork.
Scar Symmetry? Has
Meshuggah?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Well, older Scar Symmetry. I don't really like the new singer.
What's that one song?
Now are we just trying to find music Sid likes?
Yeah,
I
know.
Is that what's
like,
going
I'm
on?
Like,
it's his birthday. Let's see if we can find
like
what he likes.
I'm like the cereal commercial.
We need a whole separate show for that.
Petey, you still there? Pete?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, all right, Pete. Rock for hanging it.
Pete, what is Sid like?
What is he like?
Yeah, what is he like?
I don't know. I've
known him for 20 years. I don't know. Tell me.
I don't know. What do you like, Sid?
Are you kidding me? You know.
Sid likes smell your dick.
Well, yeah, that was...
Well, besides that, we're taking that for granted.
I like getting my dick.
He likes the Ron Artest song.
Yes.
He likes the Jar Rule Metallica.
No, please, God.
Groovy. Basically, though, what metal band would he like that... What would you think he would like that he doesn't know already?
I don't know. Crazy Town?
Oh, stop it.
Probably true.
That's been funny.
Emure?
No. Emure have groove.
Do they?
Well, I mean, it's like rap.
Oh, well, then.
It's like rap with like, hardcore metal.
Yeah. Like Rage Against the Machine?
No.
Even worse than that.
Like Broken Side?
No. Well, Broken Side.
How about we listen to some Death Crawl?
Who?
This is not
a real band. Isn't it a sign band?
Is it? Well, let's see.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
You can't play that.
It doesn't look like a sign band.
Oh. Maybe you got the promo so long ago that they've been signed in the interim.
Some cobwebs on that box.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Stop talking about my grandma.
I was going to make it a Noah joke, but you had to.
I'm sorry.
You had to make it classy.
And you have a mic in front of you.
I know,
but
other people.
Here comes the softball. Ready? There's some cobwebs on that box.
Isn't that what your ex-boyfriend said, Noah?
Oh,
that's not my grandma.
On your box, there are cobwebs.
Why were there cobwebs?
It hasn't been touched.
That's
grandma, I know you're listening. I don't get
it.
Did
it
was talked about? No, it's touched.
It hasn't been touched by a man.
Yeah. Who touched it?
That's not true.
Who touched it?
Really?
Kill him.
How long
ago? Your box.
How long ago was your hoo-hoo touched?
You didn't get to approve of this.
There
needs to be live cast approval of anybody touching your
box.
I can only talk about this with After Dark music.
Get the forms for her to fill out so she can get touched.
The release forms.
Yeah. I'm really not talking about this.
No, you said
what?
To hit
when
the
music comes. There it is.
Now you have
all
to.
Right.
It's actually bound. When he touched you, were you bound?
Contractually.
No.
Was it against your will?
No.
When was
you had to think about it.
Was this within the last month?
Yeah.
Last week.
Maybe.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Is this someone we know?
Maybe.
Is this a guy that works at Sirius with you that we went to lunch with?
No.
Jose?
No, he's married.
So?
What does that mean?
Was it the dude I saw on the W train playing keyboard?
Do you know for sure whether it was or not? You don't know.
Was it a keyboard or a keytar?
It was a keytar, and his hair is not mussed up at all. Anything?
Was it Alex Skolnick?
Let's be serious for a second. Was it the lead singer of Consumed?
I thought that was a chick.
Her name's not Ned.
Pete, who do you think it was? Wait, was it Pete?
I don't know.
Zach?
If you bang Noah, call us at 646-929-1357.
We need Noah bangers on the phone.
Oh my God, the board is blowing up.
What are we doing all week, though?
Hey!
Our switchboard is breaking apart.
Supposed to mean Darren.
Sixth caller that banged Noah will get a free
seat. Are you just hooking up with your ex-boyfriend again? Like a friends with benefits kind of thing because it's been a while? That's probably what
I'm actually doing. Joking because I don't know that's for a fact, guess. But I believe that Noah's very chaste and does not sleep with a lot of men. I think she picks one guy and stays with that guy.
Well, that's
like
why she's probably
yeah,
going back
is.
To somebody who she's already banged.
So who's been chasing her?
Yeah.
A little homonym humor.
Humor name.
A homophone.
You're a homophobe.
I've been called that.
Where
so is it? The
is it? That's
will
a
return
yes.
engagement.
That's a yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So you get along with him, or just sex?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I didn't know if you had an amicable breakup with him.
Yeah, we're on good terms.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily true. Haven't you ever banged the girl that you couldn't stand, but you just had a good sex with it?
I couldn't stand it usually because the sex wasn't good.
Really?
Yeah, usually ties in together. If the sex is good, then I could stand them.
I usually, it's the opposite for me. Like, the sex is fantastic, and then I can't stand them outside of sex.
Hey, guys.
The good sex, their personality's better.
Pete, is this too heavy for you?
Pete, you got something to say?
You killed my mother
today.
Yeah,
I got to go. I'm going to go choke myself out to an orgasm and go to bed. All right, guys?
Nice.
Right, hey, thanks,
all that Noah talk guy, you got you going, right?
Go one out.
The music.
All right, later,
Pete. Oh, yeah.
You can give us a call and ask Noah an inappropriate question. 646-929-1357. This is the Ask Noah Inappropriate Questions Hour.
You know what we should do is thrash or trash the band that Noah's ex-boyfriend is in.
Yes.
See
no.
How...
That's
her,
a great idea.
You see how her banging him again reflects in her judgment of the band.
I have one more question, though. All right. Bear with me. All right. In between you being in a relationship with the guy and you having sex with him recently, did you have sex with anyone else?
No.
Oh.
Just the rabbit.
So my theory is right.
It is right.
You're
I
like,
agree with you.
You're like a locust every 7 years.
That is
and then she bites the head
true.
Off her mate. Oh, no, that's a praying mantis. But you probably do that.
So when does the time clock
It depends which head you're talking
Shinobi
about.
Shinobi thinks that it was actually Chuck Blandington.
This kid is
Why?
My hero. Why doesn't he call
Why did
in?
That come
yeah,
out?
Well,
Chuck
you.
Or Shinobi?
Shinobi needs to call. Well, Chuck has called in before.
I can't. That was not supposed to come out.
Wait, Chuck or you sleeping with Chuck?
Chuck came out?
Oh, he did. He inside you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you carrying his child?
Oh, God,
she's,
no.
She's going to have a little
mechanical
baby. A bland announcer child.
I'm destroying my ovaries with birth control. There's no way I'm going to have a child with birth
Mama,
control.
Mama.
No.
Oh, only really? 90 seconds to berate Noah.
Holy shit.
Are we going to do 12? A little after hours? A little overtime?
Yeah, we
can do
a little overtime since,
you
know.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like
Are you
20
guys
going
to keep asking me these kind of questions?
Yeah. 20 minutes.
You know what? It's because you look so hot today. You look
yeah,
way
you're
hotter
looking
than
pretty
usual.
Good today.
I don't know what it is.
I'm wearing...
Hair's...
You got your leg up.
I think it's
because
you made no effort. Is that it? Is that what you look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I'm wearing
like... shower today?
I'm wearing cut-off pants.
You look like you just had sex.
And
have you?
Did you just fool around with the rabbit? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, did What's-His-Face rail you today?
No.
No.
Rabbit?
When was the last time?
Oh, my God. Really?
What about you? You're not mentioning the guy's name.
Okay, maybe. You could probably count it on two hands.
Two
hands? Days ago.
Oh, okay.
A week ago. All right.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. So I had sex more recently than you did. So.
Oh, who are you then?
Oh!
A girl. No one you know, though. It's not interesting.
Well, how'd you meet her?
Like about 6 months ago, and we just talked then.
How'd you meet her? How?
She works in a restaurant, and I got a number. She's a waitress.
Is this a restaurant I've been at?
Did they serve lunch?
Maybe. Huh?
Yeah, me and Lonnie.
I'm not saying what restaurant.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Was this restaurant in Rockford, Illinois?
No.
Darren, can you
we need the new ground rounds.
Don't shit where you eat, right? I went all the way to Illinois.
Can you get us a discount on food?
It's not a very good restaurant, but I could see.
Is it a McDonald's?
No. It's a diner.
McDonald's is good.
Darren, did you ask her to toss your salad?
No. The only time that a girl's ever done that to me, I didn't ask for it. Like
how did you react?
Two girls did that to me, and they just did it.
And it was in prison.
No.
Oh.
I didn't get to go to the girls' prison, unfortunately.
How did you react?
React to what?
All of a sudden, there's a top pass.
Oh, how did I react?
Yeah.
At least how did she react?
No, how did you react?
It wasn't like a tongue going in my asshole, so it wasn't like.
But still, how?
It felt good. I don't know. It didn't bother me.
I don't think I'd be able to kiss the girl after that.
I didn't kiss her immediately after. The first girl. Well, the first girl I did that with. She was like a religious Jew.
What?
But no, this is the funny thing about it. She was not raised religious. She had a bunch of friends that pulled her into that, right? So her mother wasn't religious at all. And her mother used to go away on these trips and leave the house to her for like a week. And I would just come over for a week and just fuck the shit out of her and like whatever and sleep there like we were married. And then after the week was over, her mother would come. I swear, I was like, 21, I guess.
Did you have to give her, like, a really big ring, too?
No, it wasn't nothing like that. It was like two friends that hung out all day long, and then also we had sex. It wasn't like a girlfriend, boyfriend. Or nothing. But she would just suddenly feel guilty when I would have to leave. She wouldn't talk to me for, like, a month. Like, I don't know, I'm supposed to eat kosher and not do any of that stuff and wear, like, a long skirt. And, you know, and I would tell her the long skirts look shitty on her. Like, she would ask my opinion, you know. Stupid me. I didn't, like, immediately agree that she looked great. It was what you're supposed to do when a woman asks you that. But I was like, you look better with normal clothes. Like, I didn't tell her to go walk out naked, but I told her, you know, the long skirts don't suit you because you have a nice body or whatever.
So,
oh, you still want me to be religious because you're an atheist? You know.
Did it turn you on that she was like that? And
no.
Because
I mean,
change her?
I had a huge crush on her. She's like 1 year older than me, so I was like smitten with her. So none of that stuff. I just wanted to be
where,
my
where did you meet her? What restaurant did you
No, at? No, it wasn't. It was just like in the street.
I met her in Shul.
Oh, no, actually, no, it wasn't in the street. It was in this billiard place near my house.
Primetime
Billiards?
No, it's a different one. But don't shout it out on the air. It was in Rockford, Illinois. I met her at a Consumed It show.
Pool Halter outlawed in Rockford. Yes. Caught in the lie. It's like Footloose, but for billiards.
Anyway, then after a few weeks...
Wait, so is Billy not allowed in there? Is that his name? What was his name?
Yeah, you got it right.
Name?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
Is billiards?
Oh, I get it. Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a 17-year-old Rob joke.
I'm glad we're not on the air. Only the archive listeners can hear that.
Yeah. Only 99% of the listeners of this show will hear it.
It's fine.
When you listen back to this tomorrow, you'll regret saying what you said.
When you think of a joke, like I'd say like 75% of your jokes are awesome. And then you have like 25% that are like you're 10 years old.
Wait, it's not Rob's birthday.
You should think, which one of those is this?
I have no time to filter my comedy. I just let it out there.
That's what I do too.
And whatever happens, happens, you know?
He goes, he's a volume shooter. His field goal percentage is not very high, but he hits a lot of shots. So he's a high scorer. But it's because he shoots constantly.
Welcome to Sports Injection.
Yeah, I think people will understand.
Good job, Ben Gordon.
Yes.
Who's Ben Gordon? Who's Ben Gordon? Who's that?
A black person.
Okay.
All right, you fucking racist.
What does that have to do with me?
You're the one that's all inquisitive about their fucking background.
Yeah. No, no. How do you feel about this?
What?
Anyway.
It sucks. It's not a guitar solo.
Yeah, someone really needs to put a guitar solo into
well,
it. I'm going to make a whole separate music podcast only featuring songs without guitar solos.
You might not know this, but Noah's a big fan of basketball. She likes the Utah Jazz. In theory.
Oh, look at that. Double it up on you, bitch.
I like that joke. It was clever.
Thank
it was
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Why would you like the Jazz? Is it
I'm
going to
make an anti. I'm going to make an anti guitar solo Facebook group.
I'm not joining that one.
No, you know you should just cut to the chase and make like an anti anything Noah likes.
She likes the attention. She was just sitting there playing with her hair.
Yeah. I usually do that when I'm really irritated.
Oh, I thought it was because you're turned on.
I thought it was wife.
She's just mad that somebody in this room has had sex more recently than she has.
Oh, by like 2 days.
Oh.
I don't
fine.
Know.
Have sex.
Every week
and then
there,
that,
no
that
one
might change.
Lonnie, put her out of her misery. Go ahead.
I hope he does. I want to get laid.
Go ahead. Put her out of her misery.
Don't hit
what?
Me.
Hop on top of her.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have lice. What are you talking about?
What does lice have to do with it?
He said she has
everything.
I want. I was like, when we were talking about this, it's very hard for me to picture Noah having sex. I don't know why.
No, why didn't you
everybody looked at you.
I don't mean in a perverted way. I don't mean like I want to picture it.
Right,
I mean,
now we're all trying
I don't
to
like,
picture you having sex.
I don't like sitting at the head of the table right now. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
head
guys.
Head of the table.
I'm not leering at you. I'm trying
everyone
like,
listening, let us know how you picture it.
Yes, if
leave a comment.
To Photoshop Noah having sex with
no, but that
no.
came out wrong.
No, no.
That came out wrong. What I'm trying to say is that like you shun everything sexual, you know?
That's not true.
I mean, when you talk to us.
Because
you try to
you
be one of the
guys. Perverts and it grosses me out.
That's why it's hard for me to think of
it. Yeah, when you bring us the penis-shaped brownies, we're the perverts.
Hey, those are some good brownies.
She brought,
right, but who's the pervert?
She brought us cock brownies last week.
They were delicious cock
they were
brownies.
Delicious.
Well, 2 weeks ago.
Sid had 9 of them.
Yeah. He's like, there's no cream inside of these.
And they were black, too.
Yeah,
they
well,
brown.
Well, they're brownie.
Brown, whatever.
Whatever.
They're especially
very
dark.
Are you also a brownie expert, Billy?
No, no brownie expert.
No, you don't
but
know about
not cock brownie.
What about the vagina brownie?
Specifically not a cock brownie expert.
Don't worry about them, no cock brownies.
It was good. Thank you, Noel, for your
vagina-shaped tiramisu. Forget about it. Oh, he knows everything.
Is this true, Billy? Is this?
I go to town on that.
Sounds delicious.
I go for some tiramisu.
I had some the other day. It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, it was kind of too soggy at the bottom. Like, too much.
You know what's really good to have, though?
Bottom.
Is that... Don't you hear the same complaint about yourself, though, Noah?
Is that a complaint?
I'll check right now.
Noah, next week I'm going to bring you some uterus-shaped Homintosh. You're going to love it.
Oh, my God. A Napoleon shaped like a taint.
I would still eat all of those.
The most obscure sex dessert we could think of. That should be a contest. That could be a cookbook, like perverted random dessert.
A tit-shaped tart?
A tit tart.
Anything.
There's actually a bakery that does this stuff in Rockford.
Erotic cake?
Yeah.
Remember that sketch on Saturday Night Live with Patrick Stewart?
Oh, yeah.
What was the joke? Like, every cake was the same thing, even though people kept asking for different stuff.
Was it? Is that what
it was?
Oh,
it was a woman peeing.
Yeah.
Every cake was just a woman peeing.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They're like, no,
yeah,
that
woman peeing.
This is much better. It has a woman peeing. So how about that? You want a cake with a woman peeing?
You into that?
It'd be you.
If it, I mean, as long as it doesn't taste like...
No,
that
like,
would be like lemon icing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Cake.
It wouldn't turn you off that you're eating urine, like something representing urine.
I ate a penis cake, so.
But you like
the
who cares? It's just art. We're just imagining.
Yeah, I mean, if you cut it up, it looks like a piece of cake, no matter what.
So you never peed on anybody?
I got penis on cake.
You want to know if I peed on somebody?
Yeah.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Yeah.
That's how your parents when you were a baby.
What?
Not counting your parents
no,
when you were a baby.
In the past 7 days.
Yeah.
Any shitting? No, no shitting.
Oh, okay.
No shitting.
Oh, we said that's an automatic no. That means the other one's yes.
Yeah. All right.
She's so, he gets away so easily.
How about being peed on?
That's
yes.
A yes.
Yes.
Wow.
The thing is, when you know you have not been peed on, you right away, you're like, no, I know I have not.
Sid, have you ever been peed on?
Peed on?
Yes.
I peed on someone, but I have not been peed on.
Okay. That wasn't sexual.
By the way, Sid, I never apologize for that.
No, you apologize.
I'm fucking not sorry.
Here on the air.
One time, Billy put a booger on my arm, though.
Is this true, Billy?
A hot, wet booger.
No boogers.
Remember when we went to California?
I did pee on myself, though.
Did it turn you on?
A little bit. I peed on myself where I pooped on myself.
Wow, I can't believe someone peed on Noah, though. What a bombshell.
But, like, where?
Wait, I've
where?
Had, I've
but,
had, I'm know, not knocking
mouth,
you. I think
in
that's
the mouth,
awesome.
Mouth
no,
pee?
No.
Okay, that's
I'm too much of a germaphobe for that.
So
not in the right. Facial area.
Jokes aside, so no one ever peed on you. Or someone did, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I thought you were retracting it. Huh?
Was it in the shower, in the bathroom, or like in the bedroom?
Oh, this makes me feel so uncomfortable.
I will tell you, somebody peed on me, too. With you.
What was his name?
Jerry. No, but like it was very similar to what Sid described, too. But it was not in the shower. But it was a girl joking around, doing like a practical joke.
I was like a little squirt or a slam.
Like, there's
best
nothing
joke
practical
ever.
Yeah.
About peeing with someone.
Yeah, but it was a drop. It was a drop.
A tinkle?
I'm telling you, I would be open to that if a girl, like, if my wife, like someone I really love.
You have a wife?
If I had a wife.
Oh.
I mean, someone I really love.
She lives in Rockford.
Was into that. Yeah. Oh, man. Rockford Craigslist is the shit. You need some kind of crazy hose on that shit.
You know what? I think we need to go to Rockford Craigslist.
I don't know if Rockford has
I doubt
Craigslist.
It.
I know all the Craigs are
Chicago.
In there. Douchebags.
There's only like two on the list.
Yeah, the Rockford Craigslist is just a list of guys named Craig that live in Rockford.
The Rockford Craigslist. Rockford, that
yeah.
Craigslist.
Yeah. We'll have you know it is the third largest city in Illinois.
Wow. Now, which personals do we want to check out?
We're not really doing this, are we?
Is there a subset for peeing?
Let's do the men for men, because there's probably like 1.5 gay guys in Rockford. So
if Zach Beats is on there, delete your thing right now if you're listening.
Oh, there's a picture here. Wait, don't make him delete it. That might hurt.
Don't click the ones with pictures, please.
That's a close-up of taint for all our listeners.
Is that a grundle?
Well, I mean, there's more, but, you know.
Rob, you don't have to right-click and save. That's not at all.
No, I just drag and drop.
That's not your computer.
I drag that.
I know you drag and
he's
drop.
He's correcting you in a technical way that he says his gay porn.
All right, here we go.
Web developer.
Put that on the external hard drive.
I have it on the Wi-Fi network. Okay. Good. Hey, guys, 24-year-old mask and straight-acting guy visiting DeKalb. Oh, we have
mask, I guess, is like masculine.
Yeah.
I always act straight when I put my taint on the internet for men to see.
It's a different guy.
You sure it has nothing to do with the film mask from 1985 with Cher?
His ass looks like that guy's face.
Somebody's
scared the shit out of me.
He'll give you a Rocky Dennis.
I love some of these titles. Looking to get sucked tonight.
Who is it? Yeah.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, I'm looking to get my 6-inch dick sucked. Hosting till 10.
Well, there's a
open mic night.
Oh, wait. Serious replies only. We need to move on.
I heard consent is opening.
bored college guy, 21. What's going on, guys? I'm 21 from Freeport area, just kind of bored here hanging out, so I figured I'd put a post up and see. I'm already
Freeport?
Bored.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't even have a taint picture.
There's an Ogle County free today.
Ogre County.
Bye, guy who has some time to play today. Hit me up and let's play. All right, let's go
I
to the women's
play,
women.
To have games.
Hit me up. Did Ron Artest write that? Michael.
That's so fun. For the dudes seeking dudes, there's like tons. But for the women seeking women...
And it's all dudes.
Yeah.
Women seeking women is all dudes.
To be women.
There's like two posts for today, whereas like there were like 20. So not a lot of dates.
I like that men for men seeking men was like your go-to category now.
Sid recommended
it. Yeah,
because
I said there's probably like 1.5 gay guys.
No, there's actually 1.5 dykes.
Just see what's available.
Wouldn't that be weird if there were only like 2 dykes in the town and then they keep responding to each other's Craigslist?
Oh, you again?
God damn it. Let's just meet at the Ruby Tuesday and call it a day.
Oh, Zach.
Well,
these are all boring.
Yeah.
They're all like legit.
Nothing going on in the Rockford.
It really heats up in Aurora. That's where the fuck up shit.
Well, that's where Wayne's World took place.
I know. It's a real place, though.
I know.
Oh.
Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would they make up
maybe,
a town?
Maybe Elgin.
Lonnie, do you know this chick? I'm looking for Jody Withrow.
Wait, hold on. Why would I know her?
Are you from Rockford?
No.
Or don't you know people in Rockford?
Sure, yes. No.
I'm looking for Jody Withrow. She's from Rochelle, Illinois, and she did work at the Beacon Restaurant. Have you been there?
Yeah.
I have not, no.
Is that a girl?
No.
Should I be worried about it?
I would like to speak with her and see how she's doing.
Is this what Facebook is for?
Yeah.
The Beacon Restaurant?
Or like calling a motherfucker?
You're going to check Facebook.
Well, why don't you just call the rest? Why are we doing the work for these people? Don't go on Facebook.
It's a love connection.
Yeah.
Why not?
She just wants to see how she's doing. She just wants to make chit-chat.
I don't see any Jody's in Chicago.
Hey, remember when Noah got peed on, though?
No, oh, yeah!
No!
Oh, what was that like?
That's what I almost forgot. So you didn't tell us what room of the house this was in. I think
that's
very
crucial.
Had to be
the bathroom, right?
Yeah,
can you tell us the general vicinity of what part of your body it was?
What part of my body I used to pee on?
No, that got peed on.
Oh.
Also,
come on. No, I'm not saying
what part of your body does pee come out of? I'm not sure. Why don't you tell us?
I just want to hear you say vagina.
Vagina.
Or any other word.
Cunt.
Oh. Wait, what was that? You broke up.
Cunt.
Now, there's two holes inside of there, right? There's the one the pee comes out of, and then there's another one. What is that other one for?
Intercourse.
Oh, look at this.
High five.
A lot of drops for next week. It's going to be audio editing like a motherfucker. Having no one say anything we want about peeing and vaginas and intercourse. It's
just
say,
awesome. Hi, guys. I've been peed on.
Hey guys, I've been peed on.
All right!
Yeah, that's a team player.
I love it. Me too, by the way.
Well,
did you ever get peed on by a guitar solo?
Ist.
Ist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was
I've
it
been
Alex
peed on by quite a few
Wait, way to go, Yngwie. Yeah.
It was actually Thor Shrek.
I knew that was coming.
That's what we did in the bathroom
yes,
that time.
Now Rob is clearing his recycle bin on his desktop.
No, I ran out of space to record the show. So
nice. We've gotten to the end of the internet.
So wait, so it didn't record me saying what I said?
Oh, yes.
Oh no, it's not caching it.
Oh, okay.
It lost the cache, so we're fine.
Do you still have cookies?
Mm, I didn't know
cookies
we had cookies.
In the kitchen.
Oh.
Aren't there two holes in your cookie?
No.
What are those for?
Say that. Just repeat that.
Second hole is for intercourse.
And there's behind, like on the other side of you, there's a hole, right? What
now,
do you do with
that's,
that one?
That's for intercourse as well.
Oh. Well, you're Jewish, right? So, I mean, you have to do
it. What does that have to do with
anything? Being clean, right?
Yeah. You have to do it through a sheet, I think. Right?
In the anus?
In the butt?
You have to do
you
it
have
in
to do that in the butt.
No, you do it in a mikvah. You do anal in a mikvah.
What's a mikvah? What's a mikvah?
A mikvah is where all the... I was kidding. You don't really do anal.
That's the kosher sandwich that McDonald's sells.
No.
Yeah.
The mikvah.
I've had that.
Crossover.
The mikvah is like a...
It's only 29 cents.
It's like some kind of pool, some kind of bath where all the Jewish women go on their period. Oh, you have to bathe in a separate bath.
It's a bloody pool.
What? Yeah.
No, it's one big pool.
Right? Yeah, right? Is that my right?
And you bathe in other women's blood and chlorine?
That has to be made up.
No, it's really true.
Why would they do that?
Because it's unclean, cheap. Like, according to Jewish law, that like women who are on their period are unclean.
Because they want all Jewish women to possibly get AIDS.
Rob, did you look that up on Craigslist?
Mikvah.
M for M. Loves mikvahs.
Don't even bother with Rockford.
No, yeah.
No, there are no Jews there.
Yeah, there's one Jew on Craigslist looking for another Jew. And
yeah,
like,
that's...
and it's me.
Come on, guys. Where are you?
Been looking since 1982.
Oh, there's a mikvah in Canarsie.
In Brooklyn?
You're on mikvah list?
Yeah.
Kosherdelight.com, actually.
Oh, wow. Mikvah space?
There's one in the Bronx.
That used to be a Noah's porn website that she ran. It's called
Eitz Chaim. It's called.
Eitz Chaim means tree of life.
Oh.
That was my friend's bar mitzvah when I was a young boy.
Who are you?
There's a mikvah of Canarsie, a Crown Heights mikvah.
Did the girl that
it's
you slept with, Darren, the
oh.
Orthodox chick?
Oh, there's one in Bensonhurst.
I was just saying something wrong. I was asking Darren a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The girl
I can't believe that there's a mikvah in Benson. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, she didn't.
Wait, what was the question?
Oh, you missed it. I guess
yeah.
You'll have to listen to
okay,
the archive.
Yeah.
What was it?
He asked if the... She asked if the... sorry.
It's the cutoff shorts, isn't it?
Yeah. That's your penis. It's very attractive. I like your bulge.
No, do you have a penis? That's a yes!
It's hanging off
the
chair right now.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you meant like if I have a penis, like.
Did you ever pee on it?
Not if.
Your own penis.
Like if I own one, like if I have a penis that I'm using.
The color is detachable penis.
You can get them through Netflix.
Or mikvahs.com.
What? I can. Are you guys done embarrassing me?
Listen, I was trying to embarrass myself too, but they just kept going.
That's right. Only
well,
the archive.
It's only because it's Sid's birthday, and I was going to wear a skirt for you, because remember you asked me to wear a dress?
No, you didn't.
And it's my birthday too.
Because I really wanted to sit like this all night, so I was like, I'm
well,
not going to wear a skirt.
Well, that would have been the best birthday gift ever.
I know.
If you'd sat like that all night.
Just looking at it. It's not like you can have sex with you. You can let him look.
I could try.
Of course not.
And then she'd have to fight me off.
Have a compromise. You can sit like that with a dress on, but wear really ugly underwear, like bloomers.
Like granny panties?
Yeah. That's like a meeting halfway.
Fish hook them to the side. Yeah, how do you do?
You're like Max Hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, that's
like
with her eye socket.
Those bloomers.
Is Noah crying?
No.
Why not? Why aren't you?
Does no one need a hug?
Because I'm in a room on a Friday night with you guys, and you're asking me these questions.
I'm
going to
say, why aren't you crying? What are we doing wrong?
Crying is like face peeing.
Oh, man, no.
I think we have a title for the podcast.
Yeah, that's
it. That's perfect.
We have a winner.
Wow. Okay.
Lonnie bet 1,000.
Are we really going to go anywhere from there?
Yeah,
I think
that's it.
Let's go out.
Is it really over? Thank God.
Yeah, we've done it. We've
oh,
put
no.
it up 2 hours.
The verbal rape is over. We can make a movie about it. The accused to.
Electric Boogaloo.
She was raped on a pinball machine, so it's partly
yeah.
electric.
You ever done anything with a pinball machine, though?
No.
Yeah, but
that,
on a
that sounds exciting, though. Get raped on a pinball machine?
Noah
what's
likes
more,
it rough.
Yeah, what's more exciting, the rape part or the pinball machine part?
That's cheating, I think.
What?
With the pinball.
Yeah.
Cheating?
It's a tilt.
That's true.
And that's the worst offense ever.
In pinball. Or in
you,
to get raped?
Well,
either.
To get raped?
You're saying if you were a cop and you saw that happening, you would arrest them for tilting the pinball
they
machine?
They owe another quarter. Clearly. Yeah.
First you'd make them put in a quarter, then you'd take them
yes.
to the station.
Yes.
Good job,
I think Noah likes it rough, like some little hints that she's dropped.
I thought we were going to end the
that's
podcast.
How she
oh,
likes
sorry.
The podcast. She likes some rough.
Yeah, why do you think I'm still friends with you guys?
See?
Mm. Very good point.
Think about that one.
Well, we want to
another girl offended. Happy birthday, Sid.
And thanks to everyone who called in.
Chris, Zach, was that it?
Chris.
Pete.
Chris,
Pete.
What's Chris?
Pete.
I meant Pete.
You're thinking about
Zach
Chris, aren't
Beats?
You?
Was, he said, I'm going to answer that. That
has Chris Craig on you?
Fat, Rockford.
And our two guests in
the
studio.
Don't drop the mic. Come on, you're not a hip-hop superstar.
Billy and Lonnie, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you to our sit-in therapist. Hopefully, Zach, you were assisted by. What was your advice to Zach? Run away.
Run away.
Run away.
And get peed on.
And
a little addition there.
He can run away to Brooklyn, then I can pee on him.
Oh! There you go, dude. I mean, look at that. You're set.
You are called housewarming.
If you ever make it to New York, Noah will take care of you. And by take care of you, I mean pee on you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we don't know what the legal age is in Illinois. But
to get peed on.
In New York, it's 17.
I do know. To get peed on, it's 4.
Oh, not bad.
Well, I mean, that's what the judge said.
Have you
anyway.
Ever considered being like a Rockford historian or some sort? This kid knows all the facts.
Possibly deputy mayor.
Wow.
Like in
they have deputy mayor?
Of course, yeah.
Didn't Benson take place there? You could be the new Robert Guillaume.
I wonder, I'm curious as to how many people caught that reference.
That was the first Benson reference.
I couldn't remember his name, but I was like, I'd rather be the mustachioed white dude.
Rene Auberjonois.
What?
That's his real name. I feel, oh, Clayton.
This isn't Winnipeg. What's his name?
Clayton.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little scared of Darren at this point.
Rene Bourgeois?
I get the sense in knowledge.
What was the German lady?
Next thing you know, he's going to tell me the cast of Empty Nest.
Krauss.
Cast of Empty Nest.
I hear you.
You mean the actors?
Robert Mulligan?
Yeah.
Dynamanoff?
No, you're not Darren.
Richard Mulligan.
Ah!
Dynamanoff.
Christy McNichol.
Who's the car commercial guy?
And, what's his, this
who?
Daniel
oh,
Citizen.
David Leisure.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it. What show was that a spinoff of?
Golden Girls.
Very good.
Dear John.
No, that's another great show.
Judd Hirsch and that British lady.
Yeah.
And that one dude
and
with
David
the blonde
Leisure.
Hair. What, no?
No, what about the redheaded chick from Taxi? Wasn't she on that? Or no?
Marilyn
Henner?
No,
just Judd Hirsch from Taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Positive.
What about Perfect Strangers?
Bad. Sorry.
That
was that's
come on. That's
Bronson
Pinchot
and Martin
about
Baker. I saw Cousin Larry at a Met game this year.
Yep.
You did?
Yeah.
I was so jealous. I was at the same game, but I got there late. And he's like, oh, my God, Mark Lynn Baker's
first.
I got there late as well.
I saw Cousin Larry. I saw Cousin Larry.
First, I saw the entire group of the Melvins. We're at the ballpark. The Melvins were there. And then, like, literally 10 minutes later, Cousin Larry.
And I showed up and I was like, you fucking saw Cousin Larry?
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Did you walk up to him and go, don't be ridiculous?
I should have.
I'm sure he
would
hear that.
I would have joy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when I was a kid.
Is he a Mets fan or is he just there?
He wasn't wearing any team paraphernalia, so I couldn't tell.
Is that is that show on TV Land now? Is it like in reruns?
It's probably it's probably out on DVD, though.
Yeah, I guess
it's
the internet.
Not.
What?
Yes,
it is. Season 1 on DVD.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I saw it recently.
Every show's on DVD.
What were the names of their girlfriends?
I do not remember
Do you remember the names of their girlfriends?
No.
Perfect Strangers,
yes,
the complete first.
Jenny.
First and second season on DVD.
Yes.
Available on Amazon.
I remember only Jenny. I don't remember the other one.
IMDb.
What the fuck was her name? The blonde one?
I think it was
They're
Doris.
Blonde.
No.
No?
What? Well, this one,
they work the newspaper.
Does this have vocals?
Ridiculous.
Sometimes the word looks perfect. Another
Jennifer and Marianne.
Oh, yeah. This show started as a replacement for Growing Pains, but it was off the air for a couple months.
Oh, really?
It was like a mid-season replacement.
Anger.
God,
and then what was the Perfect Stranger spinoff?
Family Matters.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, because she worked.
The mom from Family Matters was the cop.
No, she's the elevator.
Oh
operator.
Yeah, yeah, the elevator operator.
That's right. Okay.
I never even realized that.
They had a crossover episode when Family Matters started.
And then remember the spinoff from Family Matters, Lost.
Yeah.
What?
No, Dinosaur. Yeah. Isn't there like a dinosaur spinoff of Family Matters?
What? How would that work?
That had nothing to do with Family Matters. No, there was a show. There was like a sitcom.
You were just wasted when that was.
I remember that. I remember it was on TGIF.
Yeah, dinosaurs. Remember who was the voice of the
just
father?
Just 10 of us.
It was
also on
George
TGIF.
Jefferson.
What
was it?
Yeah, right? George Jefferson.
Sherman Helmsley was the voice of
One of them, yeah.
He was half dead at
Maybe
the
he was a grandpa.
Mostly robot.
Yeah, look up dinosaurs. You'll see. Sherman Helmsley, there was someone else.
This should be our new intro.
Yeah,
this is Friday.
This is great, yeah.
Now, you know, I was already too old for that. Like, you were all kids when that was on. I was like 20, so. It's Friday night.
and the mood is right.
I'm only 5 years older than Fizz.
And only 4 years older than
Fizz.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Darren was out trying to score coke. With
yeah. I don't know. I was selling it to you.
I was like, dinosaurs, yay.
I was out peeing on girls already.
Kids banging Hasidic with him.
I was on a Rockford Craigslist.
He was thinking, God, it was Friday for a whole different reason.
I was like, yeah.
She sold. It's after dark.
I'm a 23M4M mask. Looking for guys who like TGIF.
You're a bossy bottom.
Oh, there's a TGIF closing theme, too.
Really? Oh, no.
Just right before ER came on.
Oh,
that sucks.
That's disappointing.
That was the
yeah.
Pointer Sisters.
With all that build up.
No way.
Sherman Helmsley.
Oh, my God. All right. I get it.
I can't believe people just upload just like all
I can't
random.
Believe you play it on a podcast.
Dude, you know they upload anything. Like they had like Channel 11 station IDs from 1982.
Really? I'd love
at.
To hear that.
That's good. Well,
they
it
showed
good
it
on
at
the
that
show.
Point like Flash Gordon with Queen
yes.
soundtrack.
Oh, man. It's so
constantly.
True.
No, it's great.
I used commercial. To watch Flash Gordon. No, it was Flash Gordon.
By the way, if you try to watch that movie now, it's unwatchable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then what was that Kurt Russell movie, Big Trouble in Little Tokyo?
Oh, China. And that movie's still really
always
awesome
on. Though. The Last Dragon.
It's a great movie.
Bruce there was Miller. Always that Eddie Murphy movie with the kid.
Golden Child.
Golden Child.
Yes, that was always fucking
yeah.
on. Yeah.
Yes, that movie.
Yep.
And all the teen comedies are always on, too. Like Up the Academy used to be on every day.
I
Mad Magazine.
I don't know.
Remember Mad Magazine made them, like, they tried to be National Lampoon, because National Lampoon did Animal House.
I don't remember
mm-hmm.
this at all.
Oh, it was about military school kids, but it was a complete ripoff of Animal House.
Okay.
And it was so bad, it tanked so bad, that Mad Magazine did a parody of it called Mad Magazine Resents Throw Up the Academy or something like that. You know. And it was all about how bad the movie was.
Who was in it? Anybody?
Ralph Macchio.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes, swear to God. And no one else famous.
Okay.
Ralph Macchio. Oh, Tom Poston.
Oh, you said no one else famous.
Yeah, I forgot Mark. Him. I forgot him.
Who?
You
next thing you know, Mark Lynn Baker had it.
He directed. It was his first turn as a director.
Where have we gone with this?
Longest livecast ever.
Fault.
It's really only 2 hours. Well, it's 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I feel I could go for another 2 hours.
Talking
about obscure TV shows.
Oh. That's not impressive.
What? Oh.
2 hours. Well, he means he can pee for 2 hours straight.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Wow, that's
that is some root beer.
I think you should see a doctor.
I have
pee all over the doctor.
Billy,
Billy, you got any advice for that? I can't stop peeing.
Do you have a license for peeing?
I do have a license for peeing.
I saw that movie, though. It had Corey Feldman.
License to pee.
You should go see a doctor for the peeing.
But you're a doctor.
I know, but I refer you to somebody else.
Okay. What
specialist.
Kind of-
Okay. A urine doctor.
Yeah. Sid, you're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, Jesus. I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Urinal.
Oh.
All right. I guess it's time to wrap it up. I'd like to thank Bill and Lonnie for sitting in. And I'd like to thank everybody listening at home for making this the most listened to live cast.
That's not true.
This week.
There we go. And, I guess we're done, so there's only really one thing left to say.
Chuck Landington, hold on to Chuck Landington, hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast.
Brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
That was awful.
We're doing it in Alaska, right? We're in like a half hour time zone difference.
What? Yeah.